We read in the beginning of the Parashat Shelach, how Moshe Rabbeinu sent 12 spies to spy out the land of Israel. The Torah gives us their names. And then it tells us from the tribe of Ephraim was Hosea bin Nun, and how Moshe Rabbeinu went and changed his name from Hosea to Yehoshua. And the Yud representing God's name, and a prayer that he made, Ya Yoshi'acha Me'atzat Meragelim. Moshe Rabbeinu was praying for his endeared student that please God should save him from the scheme of the Meragelim, from the idea of the Meragelim. And we see that prayer did bear fruit. When the spies came back, 10 of them gave a bad report, while Yoshua ben Nun protested against the spies' report and said that the land is good, and silenced them. There's an interesting Targum Yonatan ben Uziel that tells us why Moshe Rabbeinu felt that Yoshua needed the extra yud in his name. The Pasuk writes, and I'm reading it in the Targum, Uchdi Hama Moshe, when Moshe saw in Dvetenute the humility of Yoshua, Kara Moshe L'Hoshea Barnun Yoshua. He saw the humility of his student Yoshua, so he said, I have to add an extra yud to his name, implying as if humility was a problem. Usually humility is a good thing. Why would he have to adjust his name because he saw that he was humble? On the contrary, if he's a humble man, he has nothing to worry about. It's the arrogant man that you have to change his name, but not the humble man. So the Mefarshim explain that in Pirkei Avot, humility is called a levush. The words of Pirkei Avot regarding humility are umalbashto anava, and his garment is humility. Meaning a Tamir Hakam must wear humility. And it's been asked, why is humility compared to as a garment? Because a garment is worn and is also taken off, is also removed. To teach us that humility must also be removed in certain situations. There can be a concept of misplaced humility. Sometimes one has to divest himself temporarily from humility in order to do the job at hand. In this case, Yoshua was a humble man. He was a loyal student of his Rabbi Moshe, who was the most humble. Moshe was concerned that that humility can get him into trouble. After all, a lot of the spies were greater Tamidei Hachamim than Yoshua ben Nun was. Yoshua was not the greatest of the spies. Moshe was concerned that when the 10 spies are going to come back and speak negatively about land of Israel, and then they're going to ask Yoshua for his opinion, he might bow and subject his opinion to the opinion of others. He might say, who am I? Who am I to contradict 10 great men? Especially if they're the majority, and I'm only one opinion, a sole opinion, probably I'm making a mistake. Fine, I'll bow to the opinion of the majority. That would be a case of misplaced humility. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu, when he saw the humility of Yoshua, he said, I hope this does not get him into trouble. And therefore he blessed him, Ya Yoshi'acha Me'atzat Meragelim, that in this case you have to divest yourself momentarily from the humility and stand your ground, and you have to have the backbone to protest against the majority opinion. But it's interesting to point out that the yud that Moshe Rabbeinu added to Yoshua's name didn't come from thin air. Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, took that yud from Sarah Imenu. Sarah's original name was Sarai. After the name change, God took the yud and put it in Giniza, so to speak, and added a he. So the yud was free, it was available. As a matter of fact, the Midrash says the yud complained. It says, I was in a tzaddik, its name, and now you put me in the box. And God said, don't worry, you're going to be compensated. One day I'm going to put you in a tzaddik's name, and you're going to be upgraded. In Sarai's name, you were at the last letter, and Yeshua's name, you're going to be the first letter, so you're going to get upgraded even. But I once heard the connection between Sarah Eminu and Yeshua. Sarah once told the husband Avraham, she must throw out Yishmael. Avraham said, impossible. We don't throw out people in our home. Our home is a home of hospitality. We bring in people, especially our own son. We can't throw out Yishmael. And Sarah stood up against her husband and stood her ground and said, no, you're making a mistake. And eventually God sided with Sarah Eminu. It's amazing that Sarah had the ability and the courage and the confidence and the strength of conviction to even challenge one of the greatest men that ever lived, Avraham Avinu. We see that Sarah had the ability to divest herself from humility at the proper time. Sarah could have said, who am I? I'm going to argue with Avraham. He knows better. After all, he wrote the book on religion. The greatness of Sarah Eminu was when she had to make a protest to stand up for what's right. She challenged even Avraham Avinu. She was correct, of course, with respect. Yeshua needed that trait of Sarah Eminu. And therefore, there was no coincidence that Moshe drew the letter of the Yod from Sarah in order that some of that personality of Sarah would rub off on his student. And it did as well. When the spies came along and said, the land is no good, Yeshua got up and contradicted, just like Sarah Eminu. And that's the lesson over here. To be very humble, but to know exactly the time and place when one, for example, a leader or a father sometimes has to come down and take a stand. Of course, everything with respect, everything in the proper language, but sometimes has to do the unpopular, even though it might put humility on hold for a moment. That is a very important lesson, the lesson of misplaced humility.